Here's the latest from Canadian lawyer, Law Times and Lexpert on October 6th, 2023. I'm Steve Randall. There is only one reasonable interpretation of a section of the Immigration and Refugee Protection Act that deems a foreign national inadmissible on security grounds for being a danger to the security of Canada, the Supreme Court of Canada has found. Editor Aidan McNabb speaks about the decision.
Last Wednesday, the Supreme Court of Canada released its decision on an immigration law case called Mason versus Canada. The case dealt with the section of the Immigration and Refugee Protection Act under which the federal government can rule a foreign national inadmissible to Canada on security grounds and deport them to their home country. The court unanimously found that there was only one reasonable interpretation of the provision. That to be deemed inadmissible, the person must pose a danger to the security of Canada. The appellants were two foreign nationals who had been charged with serious violent crimes, but their crimes were not connected to national security. While united in the result, the court was split on the applicable standard of review. The majority decided the case should be assessed on a reasonableness standard, but Justice Suzanne Côté broke with her colleagues and would have found the correctness standard was the appropriate standard of review.
Canadian lawyer spoke with Chief Judge Melissa Gillespie of the Provincial Court of British Columbia in a wide-ranging conversation about the best practices for litigators, innovation at the court, and virtual proceedings. She spoke about why her court was able to move to virtual proceedings fairly quickly during the pandemic and which proceedings they continue to do that way.
One of the advantages I think that we had in an early advantage was we had digitized all of our files, so we were able to have judges appear virtually and be able to access those files in any place or any location, which makes a huge difference because then judges are actually able to provide services to a number of different people in different places around the province. They don't have to actually physically be at the place where those files are located or wait for files to be transmitted using, you know, email or old technology. For our court, we decided that we would, where possible, use technology to facilitate access on the front-end processes, inclusive of bail hearings and case conferencing. But when it came to trials, generally speaking, there was a view that was important to come to court locations to bring people together in a room and to have the sort of solemnity of the court there hearing the evidence in person. It doesn't mean that we're not able to accommodate requests, for example, for witnesses who may be living in different places in the country. And a request for accommodations is made for them to testify remotely. Vulnerable witnesses, there's been certainly provisions in the criminal code that permit that.
She also gave her advice about how to effectively innovate in the judicial system.
I think there has to be a considerable investment in technology and reliable technology. And it can't just be what's good for today. There has to be a forward look to make sure that the systems that you're bringing in to place to support and facilitate that access are sustained, and they can only be sustained by a continuous quality improvement, engaging with the users and the courts to make sure that they're meeting their needs, and making sure that you're keeping up with technology. So it can never be the case that you sort of say that, okay, we've done what we need to do here, and now we can move on to something else.
Chris Vollmershausen attributes his early rise to a general counsel role in part to the early days of his legal career when he worked as an associate at Davies, where he had the opportunity to do a lot of work in the mining sector, particularly with Agnico Eagle Mines. So he developed a strong relationship with the in-house team. He says becoming general counsel at Agnico has been the pinnacle of his career so far. He maintains a hands-off approach of trust with his lean team, encouraging them to work independently while also developing a strong sense of judgment.
I think the assumption has to be when you reach a certain level that the technical skills are there, and if they weren't, you wouldn't have got to where you are. And so at the end, it's just about judgment and exercising that judgment and honing that. And that really, you know, goes to interacting with whether it's the board or the C-suite. You know, if they trust your judgment, you don't need to worry about the technical stuff. everything else will fall into place.
You'll find the links to these stories in the show notes. And to get the latest CL Talk episodes automatically in your favorite podcast app, just click follow or subscribe.